You who live in the heart of this, our city, living sons of ancient Cadmus, why do you come to these sacred altars? Why do you bring garlands and kneel in supplication to the gods? The air quivers with lamentation and with prayer. The city is laced with the breath of incense. My children, I did not want to hear your desires for messengers. Therefore, I have come in person to hear you speak. I, Oedipus, your king. You there, since you are the eldest, speak on their behalf. Tell me what is troubling you. Do you come in fear? Do you seek a blessing from the gods? Tell me. Never doubt that I will help you in every way I can. I am moved and touched to find you suppliant here.
Oedipus, great king of Thebes, you see before you clinging to the altar steps men of all ages. Here are boys too young to be alone. Here are priests weighed down with time, priests of Zeus, as I am. Here are young men as yet unmarried, and thousands more, olive wreaths in their hair, throng the public squares. They huddle before the two shrines of Athena and at Apollo's temple, where the god speaks in the glowing embers of his fire. Your eyes see the truth. Thebes is drowning in a deadly sea, is sinking beneath the waves of death. There is a blight that eats the budding